discern one Lord, one faith, and one baptism. The scripture lets us know there's one God, Father of all, who's above all, through all, and most important, he is in us all. Can we say praise the Lord? Amen. Can we say praise the Lord like God has done something for you? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. We bless the Lord on today, and we thank God, amen, for all that he's doing. We thank God for Sam Adele. Amen. We just thank God for all that he's doing. How many know there's no God like our God? Come on. How many know that there is no God like our God? Amen. Amen. The praise team sings, he can move mountains. Amen. God can keep you in the valley because our God is awesome. Do anybody here really have that testimony that God is awesome? Amen. Not your husband, not your wife, not your friend, best friend, not a relative, but God is awesome. He can move a mountain, keep you in the valley, and hide you from our God. Anybody got a personal God? Our God. Can we say our God? Come on, can we say our God? Hallelujah. I thank God. I know that he's my Savior. Amen. I bless the Lord. We're going to ask you to stand for our scripture reading, which will be coming from the book of Luke, chapter 10. We're going to read verses 38 to 42 together. Can we say praise the Lord? Has God done anything for anybody today? Hallelujah. Amen. He's going to enter his courts with thanksgiving and to his gates with praise. If God has done anything for you, hallelujah. I don't have to wait. Hallelujah. I heard somebody say he's done enough already. Right. I bless the Lord on this afternoon. My scripture reading is coming from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 to verse 42. Amen. If you have your Bibles and you have it, can you say amen? And for those who do not have it, it is on the screen. Amen. This afternoon, our study, we're going to deal with a female this afternoon. Amen. God. Actually, no one, I haven't heard it, but they probably have. No one has actually brought out this female. Like, we pray that God help us bring it out today. Can we say praise the Lord? So y'all gonna pray with me? Come on, somebody gonna pray with me. I didn't say pray for me, I said pray with me. Because if you pray for me, you can do it at any time. But if you pray with me, that means you gotta do it right now, amen? So we're gonna read, start in verse 38 of Luke chapter 10. Do we all have it? Can we say amen? Amen. Come on, can we say amen like God has done something? Amen. Hallelujah. You know, we shouldn't always have to be pumped up. Amen. I know I don't have to be pumped up when I get phone calls every day for praying for people that are in hospice and people that are in the hospital and, amen, people fighting all kind of diseases and having challenges unexpectedly. I don't have to pop up a praise for myself. Hallelujah. Right. I heard someone say, you know what the most important thing that you have in your life, other than God, is your health. Because money can't buy health. People can't give you health. Right. So if you have health, life, and strength, you need to be praising the Lord. Right. Amen. And if you think your situation is so bad, ride by Oakwood Cemetery. Ride by Graceland. Amen. Ride by Pauline Avenue and realize how blessed you are. Amen. Verse 38 reads, I get excited. I'm going to tell you right now, I don't believe God's dead. And I don't believe in a dead church. Lord, if you don't want to praise him, I can tell you right now, don't hinder me. I believe in praising the Lord because God has been too good. We all got some problems. But God has been too good. Verse 3 reads, now it came to pass, and they went, that he entered into a certain village, and a certain woman. What kind of woman?
Certain.
This is not just an ambiguous woman. This is a certain woman named Martha received him into her house. And she had a sister called, which also sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. But Martha was cumbered about much serving, and came to him and said, Lord, dost thou not care that my sister has left me somebody else. Amen. Do it for yourself. Bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, Martha, Martha, thou art careful and troubled about many things, but one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that one thing is needful. And Mary has chosen that. What's the point about that good part? It will never be taken away. Lord, we bless you on this afternoon. Lord, we thank you that we have a mind to serve you in the land of the living. Lord, we thank you for you are our God. Hallelujah. And besides thee, there is no other. Now, Lord, we ask you to continue to be with us. Lord, send your word to heal. Lord, send your word to deliver. And send your word to set free. Lord, some captive mind, send your word. Somebody that's bound in spirit, send your word. Lord, somebody that's troubled in heart, Lord, send your word. Hallelujah. And Lord, we ask you to bless. And for this, we thank you. Can the church say in Jesus' name?
Jesus' name.
Amen. And you may be seated. Amen. We're going to come to this. But can we go to St. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24 for one moment? And then we'll come back to this. Amen. St. John chapter 4, verses 23 and 24. Hallelujah. Amen. God been good to anybody? I said, has God been good? I'm not talking about everything that's been bad. I'm talking about, has God been good to you? The Bible said, truly God is good to Israel. And to us such as be on a keep your heart clean, and God will be good. Verse 23 reads, but the hour cometh and can we say there is? Not tomorrow, not yesterday, but what? Now is. When the do we have any worshipers in the house? I said, do we have any worshipers in the house? When the true worshipers shall worship the Father in. Why? Because the Father seeketh such to worship him. And we know that God is a spirit. And they that worship our God shall worship him in. So our message this afternoon is, are there any worshipers in the house? Lord, thank you. You know, sometimes I get a little confused. I ain't gonna talk about nobody, but I get a little confused. I see people in church and they don't have no worship. I see people come to church and whatever problem they had when they came in the door, whatever problem they had when they got up, they bring it in. But I wonder, do we have any worshipers in the house? Somebody said, well, what's a worshiper? After Job lost everything, after Job had 10 funerals, after Job went from the richest man in the east to the poorest man, in spite of
when I got praise. Maybe everything ain't like I wanted to be, hallelujah. But when I look around, I thank God that it's not as bad as others have, hallelujah. So today we're going to deal with Mary. Mary was a worshiper. Amen. Let me tell you, now some people worship God and some people serve God. A worshiper will serve, but a server won't
worship. Come on.
Y'all gonna help me?
Exactly.
A worshiper will serve, but a server won't
worship.
But how do we know? Let's go back to our text. Amen. Luke 10 and 38. Worship. What is worship? Amen. Jesus gave a parable. Can we build our worship case? Amen. After the day, I hope we get more worshipers. I hope we get somebody that want to run for Jesus, somebody that want to jump for Jesus, someone that want to show God how grateful they are. Amen. The psalmist said, "What? I don't know about you, but what shall I render? Hallelujah. God been good to anybody? What shall I render to God for all of His benefits unto me? I don't know what's in the cup, but I take the cup of salvation." And I call on the name of the Lord in spite of it. That's a worshiper. That's a worshiper. But Jesus gave him a parable. He said, a man went out and he sowed some seed. Amen. Let's see if we can find ourselves in the seed. Amen. How many seeds were there? Four. Right? And we know the seed was the what?
Word of God.
Word of God. So a sower went out and he sowed. God is planting seeds right now. Right now, God is sowing a seed right now. He said the first seed fell on stony ground. No, fell by the wayside. He said now, when it falls by the wayside, that's those who hear the word, but then the devil, how do you know the devil's real?
Right.
If Jesus said he's real, I know he's real.
Right.
He said, by the wayside of those that hear the word is planted, but immediately. Look at somebody and say, right away.
Right away.
Not tomorrow. Not tonight, but immediately the devil comes and snatches that word. Those are those by the wayside. Then some fell on stony ground. Now let's see. I hope we all can say we're on good ground. Amen. Those that fell on stony ground are those that had heard the word and they endured for a while. But when tests and trials came their way, they went back. Those on stony ground. Amen. And then some fell among thorns and thistles. Those were those who they heard the word, and man, they were running for Jesus. But all of a sudden, they looked at their husband, and it wasn't right. Hallelujah, they looked at their children, and it wasn't right. They looked at their finances, and it wasn't right. So what happened? The cares of this world choked the word of God, and they were no longer fruitful for God. But then there was a certain group. Look at somebody say, a certain group. A certain group. Those were those that fell on good ground, and they brought forth 100-fold. I wonder, where are we at today? Did the word fall by the wayside? Did it fall on stony ground? Did it fall among thistles and thorns? Or did we find some good ground? Look at somebody and say, is the word on good ground? Now look at yourself. Everybody got a little compact? Take out your compact. Take out your compact. Oh, maybe they got one. But ask yourself, did the word fall on good ground? Because when the word falls on good ground, your life is supposed to be fruitful and productive in Jesus. You don't focus on all the other stuff. Amen. But then came to pass, that he went entered into a certain village, and a certain woman named Martha received. Martha was somebody. Because she had a house. Amen. Entered into the house. And she had a sister called Mary, which also sat at Jesus' feet. Now, worshiper, the word falls on good ground. Amen. A worshiper humbles himself, prostrates himself before God to receive his word. That's a worshiper. Amen. A worshiper humbles himself, prostrates himself before God to receive his word, and the word falls on those that serve God, You know what? They're just so busy in the service, they don't have time for the word. They're just so busy in their ministry, they don't have time. They're just so busy in their daily life, they don't have time. But Mary, amen, she sat at Jesus' feet and heard his word. Now remember this, it's really important, because we're going to follow Mary from beginning of Jesus' ministry to the end. And every time you find Mary, guess where she's going to be? At his feet. Every time you find Mary, she's going to be at his feet. Why? Because Mary was a worshiper. And a worshiper has a humble spirit, and a worshiper prostrates himself before God. Amen? But Martha was covered about, she didn't have time for the word. She was serving. They were both in the, look at somebody say, you're in the house. Listen, they were both in the house. Jesus was in the house. But one worshiped and one served. I wonder today, what are you doing? Are you worshiping? If you're worshiping, you love the word. If you serve, you don't have time. Somebody say, you know, I want to praise team. I ain't picking on nobody for praise team because I don't know your personal life. But do you have time for the word? Well, let's just say to everybody so nobody don't feel bad. All right? I'm a deacon. Do you have time for the word? I'm an elder. Do you have time for the word? I ain't going to skip myself. Are you a pastor? Do you have time for the word? Are you so busy serving that you leave the word of God out? Well, Martha was covered. That means she was distracted. Amen. When you don't have the right spirit in worship, you will easily be distracted. Amen. And how do you know when you're distracted? She went to Jesus and said, Lord, doth thou not care? When you don't have a worship spirit, you won't do nothing in church unless somebody else is. Come on, help me out. Right? Because you serve God. So you can't serve God adequately because somebody else got your joy in their back pocket. You can't serve God and worship God because you're worrying about somebody else. So now she's all messed up. She's all distracted because she's worried about somebody else. That's the dangerous position for anyone to be in church, because you don't do nothing to serve God. You don't worship him. Because the worshiper said, I don't care what anybody else. Amen. Shirley sang a song, used to sing a song. She said, if you don't want to praise him, don't hinder me. And Shout John said, if you don't want to praise him, just hold my meal so I can praise him. That's a worshiper. Amen. A worshiper said, I'll praise him anytime because God has been too good. So when everybody else want to shut up, Shout John said, I got to shout. He said, did you see all that man that you grew up on? God bless me with that. You see all this in the half? God bless me with that. And I don't know what my neighbor has, but I know what God has done for me. That's a worshiper. I wondered this afternoon, are you a worshiper? Are you a worshiper? Amen. Well, she said, don't you care that my sister has left me to serve alone? That's a servant. Because a servant can't keep their eyes fixed on the prize. They can't fix their eyes on Jesus. They're looking around at everything else and they become dead. I wonder in church this afternoon, has anyone become distracted looking at somebody else? Or do you have a worship spirit that no matter what anybody else do, please don't hinder me? If you don't want to shout, if you don't want to be in my space, give me some room, because I'm going to praise God for how good he's been to me. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So Martha was worried about somebody else, so she couldn't get her praise on. Amen. Anybody losing your praise because somebody else? Amen. So she said, bid her therefore that she help me. And Jesus answered and said unto her, trying to comfort. How many know God knows how to comfort the feeble-minded? Didn't the scripture say comfort the what? Feeble-minded? Jesus said, Martha, Martha, just relax. You don't tell people that. Even some people can go from 0 to 500 degrees in a hurry. You know any of those people, you just say, just relax. You know what Jesus is trying to do? He's trying to get her focus back where it ought to be. When you become just a server in church, I come to church when I feel like it. If I don't, I won't. When you're a worshiper, I can't wait to come to church to thank God for how good. Yeah, my body's hurt, my body's wrapped in pain, but I'm a worshiper. Amen. And if nobody else, if I come to church and I'm sitting in church by myself, amen, I'm still going to praise God. I'm going to get a word from somebody, amen. Martha, Martha, he said, you are careful. He said, you got all this anxiety. Amen. You ever see some people that just don't have a fingernail? Some people get so bad they even start chewing on their toenails. All that anxiety. I don't know. I think maybe that's kids. I see kids doing it, but I don't know. But when you're careful, anxious, you just listen. Now, some people just got bad habits. Now, I ain't talking about you, Justin. All right. Some people just like to chew on the nail. But when you have all that anxiety, you just cannot get no peace of mind. You know why? Your focus is in the wrong place. The him, the her, the it, the them, the job, the house, the car, the this. Just thank God for where you are. Did not Paul say, in everything give? That's a worshiper. A worshiper says, I don't have a dime in my pocket, but I praise the Lord. All thing I got in my pocket is a set of keys. But I'm going to praise the Lord anyhow. I went to the store the other day, something cost a dollar. I didn't have a dollar. That's all right. I praise the Lord anyhow. Amen. I don't care about that. You know, I got my life, health, and strength. And God gives me the ability to get it. Amen. So he said, you're careful and trouble. Anybody hear trouble? Anybody hear trouble? Amen. Jesus said, let not your heart be. How many know if the Lord said it, I'm pretty sure you knew what he was talking about. Right. Let not your heart be. You believe in God, believe also. Yeah. You know what the Lord said? Now don't worry about what you got right here, because in my Father's house there are many. I promise the devil is always getting us to focus at where we are instead of where we're going. A worshiper sees where they are going, and they don't see where they are. But a servant can't see beyond the four walls and their circumstances. But a worshiper, hallelujah, said, it won't be this way always. Hallelujah, I believe my God is a God of his word. And if God said it, I believe it, and that's still, so it might not be good, but I worship God. And in worshiping God, I give heed to his word, amen? Y'all want to help me? Amen. So he said, you're troubled about, this is a what? A server. Every time you talk to a server, they got some trouble. You be all happy and praising the Lord, you go to a server, by the time you finish leaving the server, you say, well, I'm going to spend the next 24 hours in prayer. Because the server just took all my joy. Just took all my spirit. A server, every time you look at a server, they got nothing but what? Trouble. Right? That's what a servant does. How you doing, brother or sister? Oh, I got this. And you need to learn to worship God. Stop serving. A servant can't get past the trouble. And then they can't get no peace of mind because they have all this anxiety. Didn't my Peter say, be careful for nothing, but cast all your cares upon him because he cares. Why you have all this anxiety and God is waiting? He said, just give it to him. The scripture said, commit thy ways unto the Lord. Trust also in him and he will bring it to. The thing is, commit means you guys give it to God. You roll it. You know what? Some of our troubles are so big, they become a big ball. You can roll it to God. So the psalmist said, just commit it to God. Then after you commit it to God, this is the real element. Now you have to trust. I promise a lot of us have given it to God, but we do not trust. So the very thing that we give to God never comes to pass because we don't have. Look at somebody and say, you don't trust God. Come on, y'all can look at somebody. Amen. Okay, if you don't want to look at anybody else, look at yourself. And ask yourself, do you really trust God? If you really trust God, then you have the blessed assurance from God that that thing that you committed, he's going to bring it to pass. And he said, if you don't believe that, just delight yourselves in the Lord. Hallelujah. If you don't believe that, just delight yourselves in the Lord, and he will give you the... That's a worshiper with the light of God. Hallelujah. My wife, my children, my husband. Alright, your wife thought she said something about your husband. Everybody's acting up. I still will delight myself in the Lord. Amen. The psalmist said, in his law does he meditate. In his law does he meditate. And he shall be like a tree that's planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth his fruit in his seed. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. Well, what did it start off? Delight in the Lord, the Word. You can't get a blessing from God if you don't stay in the Word. Amen. But Mary, he says, there is how many things needful? What's the one thing? I know you need money. I know you might need a house. I know you might need a car. I know you might need God to fix everything. But there's only one thing that is. Who's speaking? Hallelujah. If Jesus said, that is the final authority. You don't go no higher. He said, one thing is needful, and Mary has chosen that. What kind of part?
Good.
And you know what's so good about this? It will never be taken away from her. Now, I said we're going to do just a little exploratory study on Mary. Amen. So now let's go to Luke chapter 7. Let's find out where Jesus first meet Mary. So in the house, he's where? At his feet. Amen. Now, let's go to Luke chapter 7, and let's go to verses, let's go to verse 46. In the beginning, it starts off with Jesus going to one of the Pharisees' houses, and a woman comes in, and the Pharisee, you know how some people are so righteous, so holy, and they like to judge everybody else? In my life, I would never judge Jesus. You gotta have some nerve, some audacity to judge Jesus. That's when you know you're serving God, you need worship. Because you start judging Jesus. You start judging God. You start saying, God, some of the stuff you're doing ain't fair. That's a server. That ain't a worshiper. When they say, well, God, I see what you did for them, but what happened to me? Stop serving and get back to your worship. Amen. So the Pharisee said, well, if this man was who he said he is, he would have known that this woman is a sinner. Amen. So let's go to verse 46. Now Jesus is, well, actually, I do have to read verse, we have to go back to 36. I got to read the whole thing because we got to find out where she was at. Where she was at in the beginning is where she ends up at the end of his ministry, which we will go over. Amen? And I'm not going to keep you a whole lot longer, but we got to go through it because we need to break the spirit of servitude and become a worshiper. Because when you worship, you will also serve. But when you serve, you will not worship. Amen? Because every time something goes wrong, you go back. Every time something don't work out your way, you want to quit. Every time the things do not happen like you want them to happen, you get mad at God and you turn your back on God. That's a servant. That's servitude. That is not worship. Verse 36 says, and one of the Pharisees desired him that he would eat with him. And he went into the Pharisee's house and sat down to meat. And behold, a woman in the city, what was a they didn't try sugarcoat. She was a what? Knew that Jesus sat at meat in the Pharisee's house, brought an alabaster box of ointment, very precious, and stood at his before he got to Martha's house, she had already learned to prostrate and humble herself where? At the scene. Amen. She was a sinner, yes. Hallelujah. But she wasn't proud. She was at his? At his feet. Amen. Stood at his feet behind him weeping and began to wash her feet and then wiped them with the hands of her head and kissed his feet and anointed them with an. Where is she at? And you will find out. I don't know why Lord only Mary was such a worshiper that she never stood up in the presence of God. She was always at his feet. Amen. He said, and he says to her, let's drop down to verse 47. Amen. Because we don't have time to go through all of verse 47. He said, wherefore I say unto thee, her sins which are forgiven her because she, a worshiper, loves much. Amen. She loveth much. But to whom loveth forgiven, the same loveth. And he said unto her, thy sins are forgiven thee. Amen. And I believe, I'm not sure the exact, maybe I might have it. The exact verse, no, I don't have it, but it talks about how when the Lord, well, we'll get to that. Let's go to St. John chapter 11. Amen. So the first encounter that Jesus has with Mary, she's where? You know, she said, God, I'm so unworthy. Listen, I'm so unworthy. I'm at your feet, but I'm not in front of you. I'm behind you. A worshiper don't have to be in the face. All a worshiper has to do is be a need Jesus. But a servant, don't you know who I am? Don't you know what? Always got to be in the face. She was such a worshiper. She didn't get in his feet. She was in his feet, but not in front, but what? Behind him. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, you know what? She loveth much. A worshiper loveth at all times. A worshiper. Amen. St. John's 11. We're going to read verses 1 and 3. Now, Martha represents servitude. Mary represents worship. Now I'm going to show you something. Before Jesus healed Lazarus, God will always respond to worship. Worship will move the heart of God. The Syrophoenician woman, she was a Canaanite, which was the worst of the worst. And then when she went to Jesus to heal her daughter, the Bible says she fell at his feet. Every scripture that you read in the Bible where they fell at his feet, they moved God to grant them their petition because they were a worshiper. Amen. Jairus, when he needed his daughter to be healed, the Bible said he fell at Jesus. I wonder how many of us are humble enough to fall at the feet. Hallelujah. Verse 1 reads of chapter 11 says, now a certain man was sick named Lazarus of Bethany, the town of who?
Mary.
We just read about Mary and who? Mary and Martha. It was that Mary which anointed the Lord with ointment and wiped his feet with her hair, whose brother was sick. Amen. Now, let's drop down to verse 19. We talked about the difference between the spirit of worship and those of servitude. Amen. The worshiper will always be at the feet. The servant will always approach God in an upright position. Amen. The Bible says God resists the proud, but he giveth grace to the... God resisted the proud, but he giveth grace to the... A worshiper is humble. A servant, those that have servitude are proud. Amen. Verse 19 said, and many of the Jews came to Martha and Mary to comfort them concerning their brother because he had Then who?
Martha.
Then Martha. As soon as she heard that Jesus was coming, went and met him. But Mary, remember every time you saw Mary, she was at the feet, doing what? Listening to the words of. So the scripture says, thy word have I hid. Lord, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Hallelujah. So Martha and Mary, both knew Jesus was coming. Martha ran to Jesus, but Mary says, while she was a worshiper, she knew what God could do. All right, verse 21. Then said Martha unto Jesus, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Amen. If we just for the sake of time, let's skip down to verse 27. So she went in his face, right? Those with servitude will always be upright in the face. Amen. Said verse 27, she said unto him, yea, Lord, I believe that thou art the Christ, the Son of God, which should come into the world. And when she had said this, she went her way and called Mary. Verse 29, and as soon as she heard that, she arose quickly and came unto him. Then when Mary was come where Jesus was and saw him, she did what? Fell at his feet. But notice, Martha's uprightness did not move God to do anything. Amen? But she fell at his feet, saying unto him, Lord, if thou hadst been here, my brother had not died. Now when Jesus saw Mary, he didn't move when he saw Martha, because Martha had the spirit of servitude, but Mary had the spirit of worship. Amen. It says, when Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews also weeping, it moved God. He said, where have you laid him? Why? Because she knew about worship. Amen. So her worship spirit caused the Lord to want to heal her brother. Anybody got some situations that seem like their past ain't to fit? You need to learn to worship. So every time we find Mary, she's where? Humble, prostrate, worship. Amen? And well, I'm not going to go there, but if you just, you can turn to it in your own spare time. After they buried Jesus, they said some of the women, Mary was one, followed far off. But on the third day, after he was dead and risen, Mary and another Mary went to the tomb to see where Jesus was at. And they supposed that they had met a gardener, and they said, where is our Savior? Where is somebody steal him through the night? Where is he? Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto her, Mary. Hallelujah. It's something about knowing the voice of God. When he said Mary, she said Rabboni, which is to say master. But if you drop down a little further, you know where all the rest of the disciples were? In the house with the door shut. In the house with the door shut for fear. Hallelujah. But Mary had a worship spirit. And in her worship spirit, she had no fear. Her trust was in God. So they were in the house with the door shut. The door shut.
Right.
As the elders and ministers and the altar workers come forward. But Mary. When he healed her of the seven spirits and seven devils, she was at his feet. Amen. When she needed help from God, she went to his feet. Hallelujah. When she went to the tomb to find Jesus, she still was at his feet. Because she was a worshiper. And as the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and of sound mind. Do we have any worshipers in the house? Do you know how to praise God in spite of? Do you know how to lift your voice to God and thank Him in spite of it?
Do I have a worshiper?
I said, do I have a worshiper in the house? Lord, everything ain't like I want it to be, but I still praise you. Lord, if nobody else want to go, send me. I'll go. The Lord said, Isaiah, who shall we send? Who is going to go for us? Now, earlier, Isaiah said, Lord, I'm a man of unclean lips. Lord, I'm not even worthy to be in your presence. But Isaiah fell down prostrate before God. Amen. Because the scripture said, his glory and his train filled the temple. And the Lord said, well, who's going to send Isaiah? This is how you know you're worshiping. Because you don't say, send brother or sister or elder or minister or deacon or mother or something. He said, Lord, send. That's a worship. That's a worship. Send me, Lord, and I'll go. As we all stand, as the congregation stand, celebrate, go forward. Are you a worshiper? Or do you serve God? If you serve God, God can turn it around. Gather the spirit of worship as we all stand.
Any worshipers in the house?